I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's always a delight to talk to Mike DeCourcy. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of $7,000 off on Jeeps. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm ruining my bracket already. I just started. I did like my what would you call it? Just sort of my first impression bracket.
By the gut.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Absolute disaster.
It's amazing how it's a disaster and no one's played yet.
How could I blow up my bracket myself, Mike?
That's knowing yourself, Mike.
That is something.
Well, it seemed like they got it right. I think the biggest surprise for me is there's not like a ton of complaints. There's usually people, you know, getting on a table and yelling about something. It seems like most of the experts predicted this fairly close to what happened.
I think they did a terrible job.
Thank God.
I will say this. First of all, some of the regions, there's so little life in them that it's that you need like a vampire to roll through to liven them up. I mean, the region in which Virginia is, the South region, it's almost like it was concocted over the Bennett family table. I mean,
how good the matchups are for Virginia potentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just like you look at it and there is not a, other than their own DeAndre Hunter, there is not a single projected lottery pick in the entire region. The first rounders that I looked at, ESPN's Jonathan Givony, a good friend of mine, respect his work a lot. In his mock bracket, most recent mock draft, the closest thing he has to a first round pick are Eric Pascoe and Grant Williams, who are veteran guys who might go 26th or 27th. I mean, I was amazed when I looked at it. And there's no teams in there that are like, okay, we're going to make these guys move. No one's going to speed them up. It's all teams like Wisconsin that, yeah, we'll play your pace, sure, okay. I was really amazed by that, but there is nothing that I can't remember them ever doing anything as egregiously wrong. And I don't want to use any pejoratives to suggest lack of intelligence, but how do you possibly defend putting Michigan State in Duke's region? How can you listen to what their rationale on this is, okay? If you get out MapQuest, and they have this kind of thing that's like MapQuest on their bracketing tool, okay? Mm-hmm. You get out MapQuest, you put in East Lansing to D.C., it's like 591 miles. You put in East Lansing to Kansas City, and it's like 710. So for 120 miles, they put the number 6 overall team in with the number 1 overall team for 120 miles. I mean, can you explain that to me? How you're supposed to believe as an intelligent, thinking adult that 120 miles is going to make the difference for the people at Michigan State over, one, being in their natural region, which, hey, newsflash, is the Midwest. Michigan has been a Midwestern state pretty much my entire lifetime. I don't think it's moved. And two, the fact that they have to play now to get to the Final Four, the number one team in their own bracket, or in the committee's own judgment, and I think pretty much everyone else's, the number one team in Duke, which has by far the number one player, which has two first-team All-Americans, which has four potential lottery picks. Come on, guys, it's not that hard.
They would have been better off losing, Mike. They would have been better off going west with having lost to Michigan because of what you just described. And the argument will be that this is what the fans wanted. They wanted, you know, they looking at this, you know, geography and using that argument. But
it's 120 miles, Dave. It's not even 500.
I'm with you. But I just think that they diminished the value of the Big Ten tournament. These conference tournaments no longer are viewed. You look at the way Cincinnati was seeded as well for winning theirs. It just doesn't seem like it's worth it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems lazy. Like, oh gosh, you know, we don't want to have to work too hard. And then they always hide behind the defense that, well, we spent so much time on making sure we got the right teams. Here's the truth. There is no right answer at the edge of the bubble. There's just the answer you pick. Indiana, Belmont, Temple, they're all not good. Or not great, I guess I should say. They're all good. They're not great. So there's no correct answer in that. I mean, they did fine. There's nothing wrong with who they picked. And if they put Indiana and NC State in there, there would have been nothing wrong with who they picked. So why do you not get the bracket right? And again, this is not hard. This is not calculus, which I never took because it's calculus. It's not that hard. 120 miles means nothing to anybody. But Duke versus North Carolina means a ton. There are teams in the – there's at least one team in the Big Ten that's beaten Carolina. There's nobody in the Big Ten that has beaten Duke. And there's only two teams that have beaten Duke at full strength, which is what you have now. If there were no Zion, they wouldn't be in D.C. They would be somewhere else. They would not be the overall number one. He makes them the best team in the country. He showed that over the weekend with what he accomplished. And now you're saying to Michigan State, here's what you have to do because of 120 miles. I mean, I can't believe a group of intelligent thinking people sat there in that room and said that 120 miles matters that much.
How good is John Morant, and can he take that team on his back anywhere?
He's very special. Really a big point guard, 6'4", 6'5", long, dynamic, very capable shooter. He's not one of the elite shooters, but he can make a three and stretch you out. It'll be very interesting to see maybe the best player matchup in the entire first round, which is, you know, not two good players on the same floor, but two great players who will be playing more or less against one another. Point guard Marcus Howard for Marquette and point guard Ja Morant for Murray State. Really exciting to see that. I don't know whether or not either will want the other to have to guard his opposite, but they'll be facing each other a lot. And Marcus is a really creative, inventive scorer. I think the most inventive scorer in the entire tournament. And of course, Ja is a big time prospect. So that'll be very exciting when they get together.
Mike, you point out correctly the lack of sizzle in some of these regions of the matchups, but one that does have a little bit of intrigue certainly is Louisville and Minnesota. Richard Pitino in Minnesota going up against Rick Pitino's old team, Louisville's being sued by Rick Pitino. I don't think that's the kind of attention, though, you're talking about the NCAA selection committee wanted to generate before one of those games.
I talked about it in my region breakdowns, and you can find my breakdowns of each of the four regions on TSN Mike on Twitter. I talked about that. Another thing that you can't believe that they said, okay, we're good with that. You know, when you're doing those bracketing exercises, I mean, things like that pop up and people think that you're doing it to create attention. But do you really want this attention?
No.
Where people are talking about the trials and talking about the FBI and all that because this comes up. Don't just say in that room, let's get that one down. We don't want that. This is not what we want the tournament to be about. And again, because they pay so little attention to whether it's the fair game, I'm sure you can't take it down for that. You know, you can't say, well, no, it would be affecting the integrity of the tournament. The fairness of the tournament went out as soon as they concerned themselves with 120 miles. So you can get rid of that matchup. I think that was really another poor idea from the committee. I will tell you guys that the bracket reaction every year that happens is completely unknown to me, because as soon as I get done at BTN on Sunday night, I get in a cab or I get wherever I happen to be, and I get to my hotel room, and then I am like, it's me and my computer for the next 5 hours, and I wrote 5,000 words in the next 5 hours last night, so I have no idea what anybody said, and I am astonished to hear from you guys that no one is having the problems with the committee that I am, because I think this is among the poorer jobs they've ever done.
I'm delighted to hear you say it, honestly, because everybody's kind of, well, these are the teams everyone picked, and there's no real surprises. And I think we talked to Jerry Palm. He had one team out instead of, you know, they
Belmont
got all
was the only
right.
one he had wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Belmont was the only one he had wrong.
But, Mike, I would think that that's accurate. There seems to be a consensus that the committee did a fairly good job. There wasn't a whole lot of backlash on television. And I think you're entitled to your opinion because it's a strong one and it's defensible. But I think overall, yeah, it would say the committee came out of this year with probably less controversy than in past years.
Very disappointed to hear that because it tells me that their heads are in as wrong a position as the committee's is. The committee has been doing this thing with geography for at least a decade. I can't remember what year it was that I first went there and did the mock bracket exercise, and they showed us that tool. And I'm like, what? Why does this matter? Why does anybody care about being on a plane for 15 more minutes than otherwise? I mean, it's like a half an hour difference in plane ride from East Lansing to Kansas City or East Lansing to D.C. If you look at it, it's about the same, depending on the flight. It's within $100. Again, 120 miles, $100, that seems to be the number of the day. If you're a Michigan fan in East Lansing, and there are a few of those, and you want to go out to Anaheim to see the Wolverines next weekend if they make it, it's going to cost you about $100 more than it'll cost you to go to D.C. unless you get really lucky with your plane flight. And then you might be able to save a couple $100. I mean, it's just not that much. And yet they act like that is what this is about. This is not about how long you travel. It is about who you play. If you talk to every coach that is in this tournament, there are 68 this morning, every coach will say one thing. The tournament is about matchups. So why do we pay so little attention to the matchups and so much attention to something as picayune as 120 miles?
Mike, who's your final four?
Well, you have to. My first team obviously is Duke. No one's beaten them, or very few teams have beaten them at full strength. And I don't. Although I really like the Wolverines, they're not at full strength now. They lost another player yesterday in Kyle Arnes, I don't see that happening. So I think Duke from there. From the West, I picked Michigan. I really like Gonzaga, but I think Xavier Simpson's ability to control a game, if they get to the Gonzaga game, I think they win it. I picked Virginia because, as I said, I just don't see anybody in that region who is built to beat them. The only way they lose that game is if they beat these four games, is if they beat themselves. And then from the Midwest, I don't see anybody to threaten Kentucky or Carolina, so I think they play each other. The first time they played, I know Carolina wasn't as good then, but Kentucky wasn't as good then either. Kentucky handled them pretty easily. I think Kentucky will have learned the last lesson they needed to learn with how they kind of blew the Tennessee game, and perhaps that'll get them through that matchup. So that's my final four. Kentucky would be the out of the Midwest.
All righty, Mike. Thanks a ton.
Thanks, Mike. Strong stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.